Last night's fire at the Chevron refinery in Richmond had city residents in a state of panic. The fire sent up a huge plume of black smoke, stopping traffic, closing bridges, and shutting down BART stations. The large-scale chemical fire still has local residents concerned for their health and safety. Many say they heard about the fire late and that the multilingual phone system that's supposed to alert the diverse communities of Richmond in case of disaster didn't work. Roger Kim is executive director of the Asian Pacific Environmental Network.
After another major fire at the Chevron refinery in the early 90s, our community members, Laotian refugees who we organize in the city of Richmond, advocated for a multilingual warning system. Unfortunately, that warning system didn't work yesterday, according to the members that we've talked to. They have the system in their home, and yet they did not receive a phone call in language as they were supposed to. So we're investigating why the system failed.
And while it's all over now, Richmond Mayor Gail McLaughlin says she wants a full investigation into what happened and how another fire can be prevented. As more information comes out, many are wondering what systems Chevron has in place to do that.
Every refinery is required by its regulators to have what's called an emergency management plan.
That's reporter Sean Maher of the Contra Costa Times, who's covering the fire and its aftermath. We called him up earlier today.
This is what they call a controlled burn. The primary fire itself was put out last night, but the leak itself doesn't appear to have been totally fixed. We don't know the details of what still isn't fixed. But we do know that there is still a small amount of hydrocarbon leaking. It's kind of like a diesel vapor. And this is a common thing that fire departments do, where they, if they have a gas leak that they can't control, they will leave the flame burning so that the gas doesn't build up and create the potential for an explosion.
Okay, so what exactly was burning last night? Was this oil? Was this gas? What was burning?
This was a vapor of something called hydrocarbon. It's a byproduct of diesel production that is similar to diesel itself, that began leaking at around 4:15 in a specific unit of this very, very large refinery. The leak continued for about 2 hours while people in the refinery were examining it and trying to figure out what was wrong and what to do about it. And then at about 6:30, Chevron's telling us the volume of the leak increased dramatically enough that they evacuated the building, and shortly after that, the hydrocarbon ignited and caused that huge flame everybody was seeing.
Right, and lots of people are talking about the health impacts of this fire throughout the area, and I'm wondering what numbers you're hearing as to how many people actually showed up in the hospitals and how many people have been harmed or have come out with being harmed.
Well, we know that area hospitals have reported at least 350 patients coming to see them, reporting respiratory problems or vomiting. Most were seen and then sent home, and those numbers are crawling up a little bit. We're seeing, I'd say, close to the neighborhood of 400 at this point. The Bay Area Air Quality Management District has done testing in several cities in the area. The smoke went up something like 4,000 feet, and much of it didn't actually come down in Richmond itself. There were reports of odors and of smoke being found in Martinez, in Solano County, and even in Oakland. Regulators have gone out and taken air samples as recently as 1 a.m. today, and preliminary results are coming back that they're not at unusual levels, that folks aren't in a lot of danger at this point. If you weren't feeling sick last night, you're unlikely to feel sick today.
Right. Unusual. They're not unusual levels of, I quote, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, hydrogen oxide, sulfuric acid, and nitrogen dioxide. It still sounds scary. What are people talking to you about there, about what their fears are?
Well, the mayor of Richmond in particular is raising this issue a lot. You know, there's particularly in the East Bay and in parts of it that deal with a lot of production of you know, diesel fumes and so forth. You get a lot of this around the port as well, and in West Oakland. There are huge respiratory problems that are more systemic than is often easily identifiable. So the mayor of Richmond, Gail McLaughlin, is calling on Chevron to be as transparent as possible in the process. She's calling on a full health investigation. And then she's also raising concerns that we've been hearing a lot about. The biggest thing that we're hearing people upset about so far is that they didn't find out quickly enough. That people in the area think that many of them are reporting that they weren't notified until they saw the fire on the news, and they didn't realize that there were health concerns coming their way until they saw it on television.